Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And we're inviting you to join us for Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT, KQJO, every Saturday from 11 until 12 o'clock p.m., praying for your most urgent prayer needs.
Prayer changes everything.
Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
Praise the Lord. Thank you all for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on this station. I'm your host, Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife of 35 plus years, none other than in the person of Lady Mildred Townsend. And as always, we come to you, amen, in God's speed, praying and hoping that God is blessing you in a most miraculous and spiritual way, first and foremost. Amen. That your walk with Jesus Christ is being solidified on a day-to-day basis. Amen. That you're learning how to leave the levels of mediocrity of this world. Amen. And that you're learning, amen, how to walk in righteousness and holiness as unto the Lord. I didn't say as unto man. I said as unto the Lord. And that the conviction of God's Holy Spirit will forever be upon you. Because I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, we are in the age now where the coming of the Lord is being formulated and shaped all around us. So without any further preliminary, amen, we're going to open up with the scripture coming from Psalms chapter number 26. Amen. We'd love for you to get your Bibles. Always have your Bibles with you. Amen. And follow me with the Word of God. It reads in this manner, "Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord. Therefore, I shall not slide. Examine me, O Lord. Prove me. Try my reins and my heart. For thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go with dissemblers. I have hated the congregation of evildoers, and will not sit with the wicked. I will wash my hands in innocency. So will I compass thine altar, O Lord, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. Love. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and place where thine honor dwelleth. Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men, in whose hands is mischief, and their right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in mine integrity. Redeem me, and be merciful unto me. My foot standeth in an even place. In the congregation will I bless the Lord." I've shared with you the book of Psalms, chapter 26, verses 1 through 12. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, readers, and doers of his blessed word. Heavenly Father, we come before you now in the name of Jesus, thanking you, O Lord, for this opportunity. Thanking you for blessing us to arise this morning to the newness of life. Thanking you, Lord God, that as the death angel made his way throughout the land last night, you rebuked the devourer for our sake. We thank you, Lord God, that while we were yet sinners, you allowed your son Christ to die for us. And Lord God, that you redeemed us back from the curse of the law. And if by chance, O Lord, we have said, if we have acted, if we have sinned against you by omission or commission, we are asking you to forgive us. But first, Lord God, if there's any of our brothers and sisters that we have sinned against, let us go to them and to them first so that our prayers will not be falling from deaf lips unto deaf ears. We're asking you, Lord God, to show us how that we can be reconciled back to our brothers and sisters in a way that is pleasing to you, Lord. Help us, Lord, to love one another the way that we should. Help us to uplift one another. Let there be no isms and schisms in the body, Lord, that one will think that they are better than the other, but that we are all by your grace saved, O Lord. Help us how to lift up our brothers. Help us how to encourage each other. Help us, Lord God, how to do the things that are pleasing in thy sight. And Father, we pray for those in authority. We pray for those that are in government. We pray for those that are in civic organizations. We pray for those, Lord God, that are on the judicial system. We pray for those that are in law enforcement. We pray for all of those first responders that are at the hospitals, the EMTs and the first responders, Lord God, those that are just out there monitoring the neighborhood, even the community people that live there that are monitoring their community, Lord, trying to keep peace in the community. Be with them going in and coming out. And even as our children prepare to go back to school today, Father, we are praying that you will touch them in a most miraculous way, Lord. Touch them and heal their bodies from all sickness and manner of disease that even that you done back in the days before this Bible was written, Lord. For we know you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we praise you and we magnify you, knowing, O God, that you are the first, you are the last, the Alpha and Omega. And beside thee, O God, there is none like unto you. Therefore, Lord God, we humble ourselves before your mighty hand. That at the appointed time, Lord God, that you will not exalt us with stuff, but that you will exalt us in thy righteousness, to walk as you walk, to talk as you talked, to preach and teach as you did, Lord, to a dying world, and to prepare God's people for the coming of our King, our Messiah, Jesus the Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, as we help to prepare your people, Lord God, to lay aside every weight and the sin that would so easily beset us, and to lay us out before thee, O Lord, that we're able to run this race with patience and accuracy. We thank you, and we count all things done in thy Son Jesus' holy name. Amen and amen. To my brothers and sisters out there, God bless you on today. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm excited about it because even in the midst of what's going on around us, Jesus Christ is still in charge. Listen at that carefully. Jesus Christ is still in charge. No matter what it is you're going through, no matter what the enemy has said, amen, no matter what is coming upon your body, you might be sick in your body, amen, you might be in the hospital, you might be laid up, but brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I'm not going to say fool enough, because we know there ain't nothing good about being a fool, but you know what? I'm just humble enough to believe what his word said, amen. I know he's the same, amen, and he changes not. So the only thing that happens is that we as his creation, we change. We get a little feeble along the way, amen. Sometimes we get a little disheartened and our faith starts to diminish. Sometimes, you know, we just don't believe like we should. And that's the reason why the Bible tells us that God has given us all a measure of faith. And when you learn how to operate in the faith of Jesus Christ, listen, just as much as God is able to bless you with a job, just as much as God is able to bless you with a car, just as much as God is able to bless you with a husband or a wife, just as much as God is able to bless you whatever you're believing for some tangible thing, do you not know that his word is able to perform what he said? His word is able to perform everything that he said. And he said that there would be a temptation that would come upon the face of the earth, but he would know how to deliver us even in the hour of temptation. And beloved, I'm here to tell you now, there is a temptation that is upon the earth right now that is striking fear in the hearts of mankind on every level. It is causing them to shrink, and they're shrilling, and they don't know what's going on. They don't know what to expect. But you know what? Like those Hebrew boys, like Daniel, you've got to be able to stand. Just like the disciples when they were told, you can preach in any other name except the name of Jesus. And as soon as they were released from jail, do you know what they did, family? They went right back to preaching about Jesus. What are you preaching about today? Because I'm here to tell you, the way that this world is being shaped right now, it's going to keep you preaching about all of the terrible things that are going on. But I'm here to tell you, when the Bible says, as a man think in his heart, so is he. And that's the bottom line. Amen. You know, the thing about God is he's not going to make us do anything. He's not going to make you live right. He's not going to make you. He's going to assist you just like the vitamins and minerals that you take on a day-to-day basis. Amen. The food that you eat is going to assist you to be healthy. The water that you drink, it's not going to make you be healthy. It's going to assist you. Because even though if you eat right and you drink the right stuff, if you don't get enough rest, you see, things have to be in conjunction with each other. Amen. See, my reading the scripture doesn't mean anything if I don't have the faith or furnish the faith to go along with it. Amen. My jumping and shouting doesn't mean anything. Amen. And my tithe and offering doesn't mean anything if as a believer, I don't show what God says. The Bible says, how can we say that we love God whom we've never seen and can't get along with our brothers and sisters that we see on this earth realm every day? That's something to think about. Amen. Something to think about. And then you got to think about it this way as well, too. Jesus said, broad is the way that that leads to destruction. I just want you to meditate on that just for a moment. I want you to just understand that with all diligence. Why would Jesus tell us this? Why would Jesus tell us that broad is the way that lead to destruction? Listen to this carefully. And many shall follow therein. And as I pondered on that, I said, now, Lord, why is that? Why is it? Because what happens is when we fall into that mind of fear, we will follow the faithless. Let me say it one more time. When we fall into the arena of fear, we will find ourselves following the faithless. Let me say that one more time so you can get it. When we fall into the arena of fear, we will find ourselves following the faithless. Broad is the way, he said, that leadeth into eternal damnation. Watch this. And many shall follow therein. And then he turned around and said it this way. But narrow is the way that leads to eternal life, and there will be few that find it. My question today is, are you in that few? Because the few are preparing themselves for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. The few are staying rooted and grounded in the things of God because they know that all of what's going on is nothing but God's prophetic utterance being manifested in our life on a day-to-day basis. What you say, Lady Bird? Amen. It's many on the road to destruction. But you know what, Lady Bird? The sad part about it is many of them don't even know or aware that they're on their way to that broad road. Because you know what? Lucifer has taken God's word and twisted it and perverted it in such a way to, you know what he wants us to think? He wants us to think that we're all okay, just like we are. But let us be honest. Is a man that's out there cheating on his wife, is he really okay? Can he really say he loves his wife? That wife that's out there that's cheating on her husband, can she say that, you know what, we're in good standing, oh, we're so in love? There are prerequisites that go with that covenant. You know, you can hear a man or a woman talk about, oh, and I see it all on Facebook all the time. You know, I love my husband. I love my wife. I love this, that, and the other. But you know what? Something, as we used to say as kids, don't say it, display it. Amen. Don't say it, display it. Amen. Don't tell me how much you love me. Display how much you love me. Don't get up and post it all on poster boards and memes and stuff like that. Listen. This is where we are right now, and this is what Satan is using to sidetrack the body of church. Amen. Long as we say it, but the question is, how do we display it? How do you display your faithfulness to God? How do you display your brotherhood and your sisterhood? How do you display, amen, that you are that servant sold out to the things of Jesus Christ? How do you display it? Because that means more than anything. We're growing up in societies, amen, where people says, well, I show my children love every day. I buy them what they want. But can I be honest with you? And I shared this with you last time. Sometimes that kid don't need another Xbox. They don't need another PlayStation. Amen. They just need you to hold them in their arms and say, you know what? I'm so proud of you. I just, you know what? You just made me the happiest dad or the happiest mama in the world. Sometimes that wife don't need a new car. She don't need that fur coat. She don't need all the stuff that you're trying to give her. Sometimes just sitting with her in quiet times mean a lot. Putting aside what you want to do. Well, I want to watch the football game. But you know what? Love will make you say, the heck with the football game. My sweet thing is more important to me than a football game. Huh? I want to be with my sisters, and we're going to have a time out together. But you know what? When you really love that sweet one, that husband or wife, forget about my friends. Spending quality time with my husband is more than anything. See, it's not what you say, it's what you display. Amen. If it's like that in the natural life, what about Jesus? What about how we say we love him? Amen. Because he ain't just caught up in the stuff we do. The stuff we do don't mean anything. Why do we know that? He said, this people draw nigh to me with their lips, and yet their heart is far from it. Lord, why would you tell us that? Why would you say our heart is far from it? Well, because, beloved servant, you know, everybody thinks that as long as we're doing something in ministry, that we're doing something. We think as long as we just got this going on and the next revival jumping off and the next this going on, we're doing something. But you know what he said? don't confuse activity with accomplishments. Only results last. Yeah, you can have a successful a revival. You had plenty of people there. But how many people brought their crack pipes up? How many people came up crying and said, yes, I'm an adulterer. I'm a fornicator. Yes, I'm a witch. I'm a warlock. And I want to give my life to Christ. I want to be free. We're confusing activity with accomplishments and really not seeing the results that need to be seen. Amen. But when you are in the things of Jesus Christ and you do that, you know what? The conviction of God's word is going to bring conviction. See, we got to get back to the times, because I remember times in church, man, when we would have service and people would come up in there, and even if they were saved and they know that their life wasn't right, they would come up and say, Pastor, listen, I want to pray. I want to rededicate my life back to the Lord. Well, what's wrong? So I know something ain't right with me. I'm just going through the motion. I'm just giving my tithe and offering. I'm just doing it because, you know, mama did it, grandmama did it, big mama did it. But you know what? I don't feel the closeness to you that the God that I'm supposed to feel. I don't feel the anointing like, sure, I got a copy made up tongue that I speak with like everybody else speaks. Sure, I done got that tongue copy so good until I can say it frontwards and I can say it backwards. Amen. But in reality, I don't have any power to cast off a cheeseburger that I don't need. I don't have power to stop watching pornography. I don't have power, amen, to get out of the filth and degradation. I don't have power to stop drinking the alcohol. I don't have power to stop smoking the weed or taking the pain pills. I don't have power, but I'm going to church every day. Praise be to God. And so in this dispensation of time, God is saying it's time to put some doodle-lujah with your hallelujah. Amen. It's time, amen, to show that you really love the Lord. And I'm not just talking about putting money in an offering plate. No. Amen. He said, when you've done it to the least of these, my brethren, you've done it as unto me. And that's where we are right now. We've got to get to that place, amen, where we're showing the Lord that, you know what, at any moment, I want to be ready. Because I want to ask you, I want to convict you enough in your spirit to ask you this question that is very, very well needed to know. If Jesus took you out of this life right now and you breathed your last breath right now, could you honestly say beyond the shadow of a doubt that if I close my eyes on this side, I know that I'll open them on the other side and everything will be all right? Well, Bishop, I'd like to think so, but don't none of us know? Then you're serving the wrong God. If you don't know, you need to really get saved. If you don't know, you need to really get born again. You'd be surprised how many preachers have told me that. Pastor, don't none of us really know. We know what's on this side, but we don't know what's on the other side. Then, Pastor, you really need to get saved. Preacher, you need to really get saved. Because even when Jesus told that man that was in between him and the other thief, two thieves that were on the cross, when he told him, Lord, remember me when you enter into your kingdom. See, the problem is you reading God's word, but you really don't believe it. When God said, be ye holy, for I'm holy, you read it, but you don't believe it. You think that it's based upon your own standard of holiness. And I'm here to tell you, holiness ain't in the clothes you wear. It ain't in a bonnet that you can on your top of your head or a suit or in many cases, a clean shaven face. And we think that that's what holiness is. But holiness is based on keeping God's commandments. And you know what the biggest commandment that he loved? He said, I leave you a new commandment. Love ye one another. You can't say you love me and hating on me at the same time. You can't say that you love me and trying to sabotage me at the same time. That's not love. That's religion. That's what religion does. Amen. But love says that we're all not going to see everything the same way. We're not going to all agree on the same thing. But you know what? I love you for the individualistic mind that you have. But at the end of the day, it's not your opinion or my opinion. It's what the word of God said. I love you enough to say that. I love you enough that if you're still smoking your weed, I love you. I love you enough that if you're still fornicating, masturbating and adulterating, I love you. I love you if you're still shooting up heroin and snorting cocaine. I still love you. But at the end of the day, I've still got to tell you that our body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. And he who defiles the temple, God will destroy. I love you enough to say that. I'm not judging you. Are you judging me if I'm an adulterer and you come to me and said, Pastor Townsend, Bishop Townsend, God ain't pleased with you trying to teach and preach to other people and you're living a life that's not pleasing to God? Do you think that you're judging me? I'm already judged. Amen. You're not judging me. You're telling me the truth. That's what the scribes and Pharisees said in Jesus' time. And then they turned around and blasphemously said that he was a devil behind that. Because you know what? It's funny when you start telling people the truth, then all of a sudden they want to flip the script. They're the one acting like the devil, but then they want to make you the devil. But you know what? We should never call our brothers and sisters devils. Everybody ain't got to the level yet, but you know what? Don't put them down. Don't put them down. Because the truth of the matter is, I'm here to tell you, that when you continue to walk to please God, you don't have to worry about what they're not doing. You don't have to worry about it. It's okay to address what somebody's doing. But many times people are walking and worrying about what's on somebody else's plate. You don't have to do that. You don't have to worry about who ain't preaching right and who ain't living right. Just let them know that you can live right. The book of Jude summed it up so eloquently and said, now unto him, who is that him? Jesus Christ, that is able to keep you from falling. See, the problem is if we continually think about it's okay to fall. No, many people have fell and bust their head on the concrete and died from a simple fall. Let's keep it real. A simple fall can take you up out of here. A simple fall has caused people to contract HIV and AIDS. A simple fall has caused them to overdose on pharmaceutical medication. A simple fall can take you out of here. So therefore, I must capitalize and function on the fact that now unto him that is able to keep me from falling. And just think if I lived my life day to day realizing that, Lord, I didn't fall today. Keep me today. I didn't fall yesterday, Lord, but today is a new day. Lord, keep my mind stayed on you. Because I'm here to tell you it's more than just another day that the Lord has kept you. It's not just something that simple that, well, the Lord, you know, listen what the Bible says. The Bible says it this way in Peter. Because I'm going to tell you how realistically it is. You don't have time to get in the broad road. The broad road is trying to get people to just say, well, you know, when I get there, and God's going to perform. Can I tell you something? He's already performed it. You just got to walk in it. Listen to me carefully. He's already performed the deliverance. You just have to walk in it. He's already delivered you from sickness. You got to walk in it. He's delivered you from alcoholism. You got to walk in it. He's delivered you from cocaine and drugs. You got to walk in it. He's delivered you from fornication and adultery. He's delivered you from pornography and sexual promiscuity. He's delivered you. Well, Bishop, I ain't there yet. You know what that sounds like? That sounds like the five foolish virgins. You know why the Bible called them foolish virgins? Because they made excuses why their lamps weren't trimmed with oil. And when you start to make excuses why your lamp is not trimmed with oil, that means that you know what? You're taking the advantage of the situation, hoping that everything. That's why you say, I don't know where I'm going to go, because you're like a foolish virgin. But the five wise virgins realize that, you know what? We're keeping our lamp trimmed with oil. Why? Because we are expecting the bridegroom to come. And when you live in expectation, that's why I tell people, get that word unexpected out of your vocabulary, because it stagnates your growth. Yeah, the false prophets love to use that. They love to just stimulate your mind with, I see unexpected blessings coming your way. That is a false prophetic utterance, because there is nothing of unexpectancy when we serve God. When you pray, don't you expect God to hear your prayers? Well, I hope well, wait a minute. That would make his word a lie. And he's already said, let every man be a lie, but let God's word be true. Did not Jesus say, ask and it shall be given? Did Jesus not say, seek and ye shall find? Did Jesus not say, knock and the door shall be open. That means that I've got to do everything in expectation. I'm not living an unexpected life in Christ. I'm living a life of expectation, so I know that if there's anything that's not right in my life, I can go to God and say, Lord, help me with gluttony. Help me with overeating. Help me to sustain my life in a way that's pleasing to you. Lord, help me with this drug addiction. Yes, I'm calling on Jesus, but I'm still doing drugs. I'm still addicted to the opiates. I'm addicted to the heroin, but yet, Lord, I'm preaching your word. I'm addicted to the alcohol, and I'm telling other people to don't be drunken, but yet be filled with the Holy Ghost. But myself, I am becoming a drunk from time to time. But I've not asked you to deliver me. ASK. He said, you have not because you ask not. But I'm here to tell you that when you go to God and you ask God in expectancy, there's something about when you ask God in expectancy and you really mean it, God will not turn you away. Do I have to remind you of the Bible in the book of Luke in chapter number 18, where the Bible says that a woman went to an unjust judge, and this judge did not regard man, and he did not regard God. Now, that's how cold this fellow was. He didn't care nothing about God. Think about that. He didn't care nothing about God. He didn't care nothing about man. But the woman went to his door. Excuse me, judge, I need to see you. Woman, it's 11 o'clock at night. I ain't got time. My court ain't open now. Judge, I need to see you. I'm going somewhere with this so you can understand, so you can be without excuse. Woman, my hours are turned. I understand, judge. I need to see you now. I need to see you, judge. I'm talking about when you live in expectation. When you live in expectation, God moves for those that live in expectation. Judge, open the door, please. Woman, get away from my door. Judge, open the door, please. Woman, what do you want? Judge, I've got a matter. But before he opened the door, he said to himself, this woman is persistent in bothering me. And yet, because I don't regard man, and God knows I don't care nothing about God, but this little chick right here is getting on my nerve. She about to wear me out. Judge, I need to see you now. Lest she wear me out. Let me go to the door. Woman, what do you want? Listen, I got a problem that only you can handle. That's the way you got to be to God. Pastor can't handle your problem. Politician can't handle your problem. Lord, we got killing in the community. I need to see you. I need to talk to you. We got violence in the community, Lord. I need to see you. But yeah, you want to run to NAACP. Lord, we got issues going on, children killing children. Lord, we got babies being raped in the community. I need to see you. You need to go to God. You're going to everybody but God. You're going to CNN. You're going to Fox. You're going to ABC, NBC. You're going to KLB. Lord, I need to see you. I need to hear from you right now. I need to talk to you because the matter is urgent, Lord. People calling on the name of Jesus and marriages are breaking up left and right. Men are saying that they're men, but down lowism is happening rampant in the church. I need to talk to you, Lord. Lesbianism is happening rampant in the church. I need to talk to you, Lord. Something is going on that only you can fix. Sickness is running rampant inside the church. You said in your word that no plague would come nigh my... I need to talk to you, Lord. You said that sickness would not come nigh my dwelling place. Let me go see what my children want. Because one good thing about serving God is that you cannot weary him. You cannot wear him out. But that woman knocked in expectation. Are you, as a child of God, are you knocking in expectation, or are you just haphazardly knocking, hoping that somebody will come to the door, hoping that somebody will answer your prayer? But the woman knows that I got to go to this judge, and I've got to get what I came for. Are you getting what you came for, or are you just settling for what you can get? My God, my God. Hey, y'all, I got to take a break. This is Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, with Bishop Kenny Townsend and Lady Mildred Townsend. Hey, listen, don't touch that dial, because you know what? I want to help you to understand that it's time for you to start preparing for the coming of the Lord. Everything that you're seeing in the world right now is shaping up to what the Word has said. And except you're able to stand and go to the just judge, many people are falling prey to the wolf. Oh, yes, the wolf is out there. Hey, don't touch that dial. We'll be right back after this.
Boys Community Funeral Program is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believe in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repast accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in- and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Aren't you tired of living paycheck to paycheck? Are you spending your tax refund as soon as you get it? Welcome to 360 Financial Services, where you can fix your credit, file your taxes, and increase your financial stability. Hi, I am Catrice Mason. Fix your credit by disputing every negative item on your credit report. No matter what the item may be, it can be removed. You'll be able to get a quote at no expense and file your taxes at 360 Financial Services. I'm also looking to partner with like-minded entrepreneurs who are looking to start their own business. You have the opportunity to be your own boss, make residual income, get paid weekly, make your own hours, and you can work from anywhere with no background check and no overhead. Start 2021 with new goals, excellent credit, and a cash advance. God is opening new doors for you at 360 Financial Services. 318-730-8441.
360 Financial Services is a proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO FM.
Still talking about anointed King Culture. 58 11 Sonic Drive, Suit C and D. Candy will have you ladies looking like you just stepped out of a magazine. You'll be able to relax in the comfortable waiting area, enjoying a Christian atmosphere. Both appointments and walk-ins are welcome. 318-730-4507. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. We're coming back to the community in our
If you've just tuned in, this is Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, with your host, Bishop Kenny Townsend. And I tell you what, man, God is good. He's greatly to be praised. I just shared with you, if you just tuned in, listen, I just shared the importance, amen, of being able to go to the Lord and going to him, amen, in expectation. Amen. You see, the false prophet of today wants you to think that God is going to unexpectedly put money in your thing. Let me share something with you. There is no such thing as unexpected. Jesus didn't unexpectedly be birthed. the prophet Isaiah prophesied that he was going to be born. For a virgin shall conceive and bring forth a child. And he's going to be called Wonderful. He's going to be called Counselor, the Mighty God. Listen, but the people didn't expect it, as many people are not expecting his return today. I'm going to go back to the prayer line. Hello, caller. This is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Is given the word. But anyway, my quick announcement is at Target, they're trying to get together the school board and stuff. There are 400 students that need backpacks. They need pencils, pens, notebooks, and clothes. And Sinlaw Broadcasting is, you can give them whatever you want, you know, to try to help these poor students out. Poor white, poor black, it doesn't matter. We need to try to help, you know, these kids out and stuff. And it's just a drive from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Target. You'll see the big tent over there.
Okay.
Sinlaw Broadcasting is taking donations to try to help kids. You can donate stuff, too, so you don't have to give money. You can donate backpacks. And
okay.
And all like that.
That's great.
I wanted to say, I didn't know this fella, but I knew his mama. Mr. Michael Derek Adams passed this past week, and Progressive is going to have his funeral Monday at Progressive at 11 o'clock. That was Annabelle Adams, so pray for the Adams family and stuff.
Okay.
That was her only child, and just like you say, Bishop, you don't know when you're going to. He just died all of a sudden.
Yes, yes.
So you don't know when you're going to die.
That's right.
And you play with God and say, well, I got time. I got plenty of time.
Uh-huh.
Shoot. That door could close on you, and then it's too late then.
That's right, my brother.
You know?
That's right.
But I want to say something to parents, too. Our parents are not being parents. They're just trying to be friends. When my parents were alive, they're gone now, both of them.
Uh-huh.
But they, as the Bible says, and like your preacher had on before, you're not supposed to spare that rod.
That's right.
You're supposed to take the rod to them and beat them to deliver their soul from hell.
Yes.
And my parents used to tell me, look, I'm going to deliver you so them white folks won't have to beat you because, you know, white police officers, because that's all they had back then. They didn't have black officers, but now we got both. And, you know, it seems like the more things change, the more they seem like they're the same. You were talking about men being women and boys wanting to be girls. But the parents, they're letting their children just decide whatever they want to be instead of telling them, well, hey, you're a boy or you're a girl because of what, you know, you have. You know, male and female he made, not male and female. You know.
Well, Brother Cornelius, it's just going back to the Bible.
End,
it's just getting
and
back
I
want to
salute
Bible
you
said.
And Minister Mildred, because like I said, these people just don't know. I see where they're protesting in New York because they're getting ready to tell them hospital workers they got to take the vaccine or else they're going to lose their job. And some of them said, well, I'll just have to lose my job and stuff. And I don't know if this is the mark of the beast. It could be. You got Republicans and Democrats and independents telling people that's not taking it. I'm not taking the vaccine. I've been exposed to the virus because my dad died of the virus in December. And
it's called fear, Brother Cornelius. Fear.
Well,
it's called fear.
It's fear and a couple other things, but they don't tell people that aborted fetuses in the virus or nanotechnologies in the virus and stuff like that. So,
no, they're not.
I mean, not in the virus, in the vaccine.
Yeah, they're not going
to telling people that. And then if you try to tell them, then they're shutting your website down and shutting this down and everything, saying you're giving them misinformation.
Absolutely.
And stuff. But they've done this too quickly. Usually a vaccine takes at least 3 to 6 years, and all of a sudden they got this thing ready in less than a year.
But I got a question for you. Since you're on that, My question is, how in the world are you going to offer a vaccine to be free and you got people that need insulin? Why you don't give them free insulin?
Oh,
but that's another broadcast, too. That's
good.
Another broadcast.
You're good, Pastor.
That's another
broadcast.
Yeah,
they're giving it away free. Yeah, and then they're trying to bribe you. Here, you get $1 million. Take the shot. You just shot at a chance at $1 million.
Well, here's
so
the thing.
So they're beating people. Now, first, they're giving away stuff. Now the NFL and players don't want to take it. They're beating them over the head, saying, you don't take it, but if you get sick or you cause your teammates to get sick or the other team, then you're going to pay their everything.
I got a compound word for you, Brother Cornelius. A compound word, and it's very short. You know what it is? End time.
Yes, sir.
End time.
These are the end times.
End time.
But people need to read Revelations and stuff.
End time.
And I'm just breaking our Christian brethren and stuff, white or black or
that's right.
Whoever they may be, Republican, Independent.
It doesn't matter. They can't help. I told
Democrat,
you. There's only one just judge. His name is Jesus. And that's the only
there
judge
you
that you can go to right now because no other judge can fix this. So ain't no need in you getting bent out of shape saying, politicians need to do something, people. No, it's too late. We beyond that now, brother. It's too late. You got to go to the righteous judge now.
But, Pastor, thank you so much. I hope one day you can come by. I'm still kind of sickly, so I hope
you
and your wife can come by and check on
me. Oh, definitely. I thought you was up like a spring chicken, man.
Well, not too. I'm getting that way, so you can tell my voice is a whole lot stronger.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, but just
I want to thank your audience for praying for me and you and Minister Mildred and stuff praying for me. And like I said, prayers can do powerful things.
That's right, my brother.
And stuff.
Yes, sir.
But don't let people deceive you and stuff. And
no,
just like
sir.
The rapture, people say, we're going to be raptured. You ain't going to be raptured. You're going to be right here, and you're just going to have to suffer and decide whether you're going to suffer for the Lord or either just say, well, I'm just going to give it over to Satan. I'm going to work or
good
I'm going to do whatever.
Good
you
deal.
Know.
Good deal. Good deal. Well, brother, listen. I'm going to come see you. Just hang on in there, okay?
Oh, yeah, I know. But God bless you and everything.
Thank you.
And stuff, and I know you got them grandkids sometimes, so I know you're a busy man.
You already know.
It's nice to have children and grandchildren.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And that's the love that the Lord has. I don't have any, so.
Yes, sir.
I just got friends, I say.
Well,
friends.
You got family. You got family. But yet and still, I know what you're saying, but God knows what's best for us all. He knows.
But like I said, we need to pray for each other, and the politicians aren't the answer. Jesus Christ is the answer, and that's why I claim Christ is the cure. So if you want a cure for everything that ails you, Christ is the cure.
Thank you, my brother.
All right. God bless you.
You too now. All right. Yes, sir. Hey, Brother Kyle Buford, you know what? You're absolutely right, man. The music is playing now. The music is playing. And just like Nebuchadnezzar said that everybody had to bow down to that beat of the music, okay? A lot of people are bowing. A lot of people are bowing to the music. But those three Hebrew boys, and though the Bible doesn't say where Daniel was at, because you know what, that just shows to show me, certain people in other Ocelot areas were probably not subject to certain things, but yet and still those, but they spotted the three Hebrew boys. See, the question is, they stuck out like a sore thumb. And the righteous people of the Lord are going to stick out like a sore thumb. I'm here to tell you. You're going to stick out like a sore thumb. When they told those disciples, you can preach in any other name except the name of Jesus. We don't care. You can preach about Buddha. You can preach about Muhammad. We don't care. Preach about Shinzu or Lao Tzu or Hare Krishna. You can preach about them. But don't you dare mention the name Yahshua HaMashiach. We don't care. You can preach in any other name. And so they took them and they beat them. See, right now, the enemy thinks that he can beat you down. And if he can beat you down, that's how fear is inflicted. Because, see, you can only take a beating for so long until your fleshly man starts to give in to what the flesh don't want to go through. It don't want to be mistreated. I'm not telling you what I heard. I'm telling you what I read. John the Baptist's flesh had got beat down in the prison, and it got to the point where he couldn't take it anymore. And so he began to ask the questions. Listen, I know God said that we're going to suffer, but I've been suffering a little too long. And so what's happening? Do we need to find out, is he really the Messiah? And he forgot himself. See, that's why I say if you don't stay connected to God, you can forget about the Holy Ghost experience that you had. You can forget about how the anointing came in your life. You can forget about how, you know what, the anointing of God just overwhelmed you and the power of the Most High had you in his place. But when you get separated from it, that's why you can't let your surroundings be your anointing. Your anointing got to be who you are. If you only get anointed when you're in church, something wrong. If you only get anointed when you're at the revival, something is wrong. When you only get anointed, amen, when you're going up there giving your tithes and offering, something is wrong. If you're only anointed when you're baptizing folks, something is wrong. You've got to still be anointed when you're in the dark dungeon. When you're in despondency and disparity, you still got to stay anointed. So John sat there a little too long, and then he began to ask the question, well, maybe, because I'm going through like this. Something ain't right. But he forgot about his Holy Ghost experience. He forgot about how he leaped in his mother's womb at when he came in contact with his cousin who had never seen eyeball to eyeball. The Bible says that when Elizabeth came unto Mary, the babe leaped in her womb and was filled with the Holy. He forgot about that. You can forget about the anointing that you once had because the enemy's job is to make you forget. He wants to make you forget about the testimony of how I brought you out when you didn't have anything. He wants you to forget that when you was on the deathbed, I raised you up. And if I raised you up then, you ain't got to worry about dying because I am the Lord God that healeth thee. But you forgot about that. You forgot about that when your marriage was at the brink of divorce, and yet you prayed to God and said, God, I don't care about anything else. Thank you for my wife. I took her for granted. But Lord, if you will restore things back unto me, Lord, and bring her back to me the way that we're supposed to be, I'll be that husband that you... But you didn't forget. That's the danger of taking things for granted. When you take things for granted, the enemy is able to take advantage of you. Let me say that again. When you take things for granted, then the enemy is able, just as he took John, and Jesus had to justify to let the people know that even though he said there has not risen a greater prophet than John the Baptist, yet withstanding, he that is least in heaven is greater than him. I don't care what rank you are in your anointing. You don't care about a rank in the anointing. As long as I'm anointed, that's what matters. Jesus said, he that is least in heaven is greater than John the Baptist. You need to understand. When your anointing comes from on high, it doesn't matter what folks say down here. Let me say that one more time. When your anointing comes from on high, it don't matter what folks say down here. Let me say that one more time. When your anointing comes from on high, like a rushing mighty wind, and filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. See, when you got some fire down on the inside, the fire on the inside is designed to kill what's trying to kill you on the outside. Let me say that one more time. When you've got fire on the inside, it's designed to kill what's trying to take you out on the outside. When you know, that's why you've got to live in expectation. That's why you've got to live that when sickness comes, it can't stay on me. Because greater, listen at that. I mean, it sounds good to read it. It sounds good to talk about it. It sounds good. But see, until you're willing to live that thing, it's one thing to preach it and teach it, but it's another thing to live it. Greater is he that's inside of me. That's why I ain't shucking and jiving. That's why I'm not out there playing. That's why I'm not out there adulterating and fornicating and downloading and all of these things that I know you don't have to do. I'm not out there slipping and tipping, drinking alcohol and drinking whiskey and snorting cocaine and shooting up heroin. I'm not doing that because my walk is real. My praise is real. Well, Bishop, you trying to say my praise ain't real? It's no realer than me saying I'm loving my wife and I'm tipping out on every day. Caller, this is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
I am calling from Alexandria, Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
I would like for y'all to say a special prayer for my children, his grandfather. He's very, very low sick, and nobody knows that but God knows what time to take him home. But I would like for y'all to say a prayer for Mr. Horace Carey.
We finna do it right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, you have heard the request of our sister. And we don't know the condition of our brother right now. And as she said herself, If it is time to go, Lord God, we are praying that he has that relationship with you. That when he closes his eyes on this side, he can open them safely, knowing on the other side that will he be resting in the bosom of Abraham in the presence of the Lord. For you've said to be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. We are praying for his relationship. And Lord God, if he doesn't know you, give him that ability, Lord God. Give him that visitation that he can repent and ask you to come into his life. But we know you said you are willing that none perish, but that all come to repentance. And we're praying and we're believing that it is done this very hour. And yet if it is your will, Lord God, raise him up as a testimony that the power of Jesus Christ is still healing, setting the captive free, opening the blind eyes, unstopping the deaf ears. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we thank you that it is done in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, my sister. We love you with the love of the Lord. Amen. Hey, listen, if y'all like to call in, hey, Facebook land, you'd like to call in, 318-484-2500. Love to hear from you. Lady Bert, love to hear from you, too. My brother, Brother Preacher, up there in Alaska, love to hear from you, Brother Kyle. I'd love to hear from you, man. Love you to have something to say. I got about 7 minutes, y'all. So I want to hear some of my Facebook brothers and sisters out there, too. 318-484-2500. Amen. 318. If you're trying to listen in on your device at the same time, it's going to be a delay, so you might have to not be able to hear yourself. But I certainly would love to hear from you. Locally, you can call 877-464. That's the toll-free number. 877-464-2500. Amen. But if you're not calling, I'm just going to share this word with you. Because this is what I want to know. Are you ready for the return of Jesus? Are you preparing yourself for the return of Jesus? Because, listen, things, what you call normal, getting back to normal, it ain't going to be no more normal. Forget that. That's over. It's right now where the rubber meets the road. Amen. You know those two brothers that asked Jesus, I want to sit at your left hand, I want to sit at your right hand. All right. Call it, this is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Hello, yes, sir. This is Mama Holland for her. I want y'all to pray for me.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we're lifting up Mother Hollandsworth right now, and we're asking you, Lord, to meet every need that she has a need of. But more importantly, Lord God, than meeting her need, draw her to a righteous place with you, that where she's not in between and straddling the fence, Lord, but that she will totally surrender her mind, heart, body, and soul over to you. Lord God, the areas in her life that the enemy has taken captive, set her free now in the name of Jesus. And not only her, her and her whole household, Lord God. Let her be able to proclaim, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Do it for your glory and for your honor, and I thank you that it is done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Because, see, I lost my daughter 4 months ago.
Yes, ma'am.
Her name's Dolores, but I got another daughter, and I got grandchildren.
Yes, ma'am.
They'll never be by my side.
Yes, ma'am.
They always say, come by the house. They say, here go a glass of water. Take you me in a well.
My God. My God.
And my grandma talks, bitch, and know me.
Yes.
But it hurt me. I'm tired of crying.
Well,
my house needs fixing. And so I asked God to help me to fix my house up.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometime, mother, you know what? You got to start cleaning up from the inside out. And a lot of time we want to get it right from the outside in, but that's not how God operates. We got to ask God to clean us from the inside out. And once we get it cleaned inside, that means get the trouble out. Then you can get the outside of the house right. But if you got people that don't care about you in the house, well, it can't get better, mother. Sometimes you just got to get rid of stuff.
God blessed me 2 months ago for helping me buy some wood to fix up my house, but I ain't got nobody to put it down.
Well, God was saying, he don't start something not to finish it, mother. If he gave you the wood, he going to give you somebody that know how to work with the wood. That's what I mean by living in expectation. You have to live in expectation. Lord, you blessed me with the wood. Now I believe you're going to bless me with somebody that know how to put it down. That's what living expectation is about. So what I need you to do is after we get off this phone, you start going through the house saying, Lord, thank you for sending me somebody that know how to work with this wood. Thank you for sending me a carpenter that ain't going to try to rip me off and steal me blind that will help me with this. Because that's what faith is. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things. When you begin to talk it and begin to speak it in faith, it already exists, mother. Your words are bringing it into manifestation, all right?
It sure is. So you know, a lot of people thought I already had my one child. But I got another time. You see, I'm picking up the phone. She don't give my cup. Her grandchildren might come to my house. That they act like I'm tired of crying.
Well, mother,
I feel lonesome.
Well, mother, the thing about it is you're going to have to learn to cry on Jesus' shoulder. Because crying on those grandchildren and crying on people, that's not going to cut it. And see, once she fill you with his joy, then you know what? I'm here to tell you. He'll put a joy in you that mama can't give, that children can't give, that husband can't give. He'll put a joy inside of you that can't nobody give but him. And I'm here to tell you, once he give it to you, it don't matter who else don't give it to you. So, mother, look, I got to go. Time is up, but I'll be in touch with you. Praise God. Amen. Hey, listen, y'all, I got about 2 or 3 minutes. If you'd like to call, 318-484-2500. Listen, this is what the Word of God says in the book of 2 Peter. And I still want y'all to call while I'm reading this, too. He said, this is the 2 Peter 3rd chapter. He said, this is the second epistle, beloved, that I now write unto you, both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord Jesus, the Lord and Savior, I'm sorry. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers. You know what that means? People that really don't believe. Hello, caller. This is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Good morning, Bishop. How you doing, man of God?
Hey, preacher.
I'm calling from Alaska today.
Hey, my brother. So glad to hear your voice, man. How you doing?
Oh, we are blessed and highly favored, my brother. Just want to let you know I didn't get on at the beginning of the show because I just got back into the room, but I'm enjoying
yes, sir.
The portion of your ministry that I'm hearing in this hour.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate you. I appreciate God using you to speak truth.
Hallelujah.
Unveiling and unmasking darkness before the people.
Yes, sir.
That they might be able to hear and see the light through Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
That you're inspired by it to speak and bring these truths forward. So just wanted to call and encourage you, man, and just say keep up the good work. Keep up the God work, I should say, but keep up the good work.
Yes,
that
sir.
The people might come to know him through you.
And the same here, Pastor, Dr. Buford. I thank God for you too, man, because, you know, as I often tell people together, you know, God has split us up so that the word can get out. You know, for a long time, people used to talk about, well, we all need to come together. Well, we come together spiritually so that God's word can be dispersed. And that's why he even let persecution hit Jerusalem so the word can get out. It would have just been contained in Jerusalem had he not let persecution. And you know what? It's coming again, my brother. And I'm telling people like this, don't worry about a church building. The way things are getting ready to go now, Dr. Buford, we're going to be going from house to house, door to door, having church again.
Yes, sir. We caught that revelation back in 2017, 2018.
Yes, sir.
I mean, it's nothing wrong with if that's your lot. And
yes,
God
sir.
Have you in a building and you got a congregation that you're an overseer.
Yes, sir.
For and you're feeding the people the spiritual meat as well as the spiritual milk of the word, then, you know, my hat's off to you.
Yes.
But for the season, I believe God is calling, and it's just like back in the book of Acts. And you mentioned it a little bit before, but it's really that wheresoever two or three are gathered together.
Yes.
God is going to be in the midst of those people, and it doesn't necessarily have to put you in bondage or trying to
That's right.
get your four walls to do that.
Hey, Doc, my time is up, man, but I love you and prophetess,
yes,
man. Y'all be blessed of the Lord. I'm going to call you later on today if it's okay, man.
Yes, sir. That'll be fine, my brother. Cell phone's always on. You and the First Lady have a blessed day, and I'll be looking forward to communicating soon.
You know what? I can't let you go without doing this. 30 seconds. 30 seconds of prayer. Give us a prayer, Pastor.
Father, we just thank you for those that heard the word today. We
thank
pray
you,
that
Jesus.
The word of God fell upon the good ground.
Thank you, Lord.
Of the hearts, Father, that it'll bring forth 30, 60, and 100 fold in this
thank
lifetime.
You,
we thank you, Father, that as they've heard the word, we thank you that faith arose in their hearts, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that they would be even as those that would see, take, and keep, Lord God, holding fast to your promises in this hour and season. I thank you, Lord God, for them to live is Christ and to die is gain. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah.
That we know the broadcast has been a blessing
God,
to you, and since it has, feel free to contact us at
forward.
P.O. Box 3371, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. Or feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
Amen. God bless. Thank you, Pastor. I'm out. Until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced to tell that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say you stand.
We know the broadcast has been a blessing to you, and since it has, feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.